I just feel like Lil' Kim is a G in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, you're part of an era that's classic, that we'll never forget as young kids, you know, me and Nick. So it's like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get on stage and announce your presence or tell people to pay homage. Like, that's a given, you know? And I've watched Nicki pay homage to her time and time again. I just didn't respect it at all. Whoever else was on stage with her, I don't respect that. Like, it's like, that you're just wearing your heart on your sleeve. Like, you're showing that you're upset, you know what I'm saying? And to me, like, nobody's done that to me yet, you know? Mm-hmm. But I would never expect, like, Jay or Ye to get on stage and be like, yo, pay homage to me. That's all. You need to respect me. They know, they command my respect with their music and talent, you know? And I feel like that's just signs that you're just losing it. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that's just how I felt. I really did take that personally. Like, it bothered me. And I really don't get too much caught up in, like, the Twitter, internet stuff. But I did see it. And I just was like, man, you're supposed to be a G. And that's like, that just wasn't G to me at all.
I mean, don't act like we wasn't working, though, because we've been working.
Niggas be grinding, yo.
But, I mean, you see the way we are, we perfectionists, so we trying to give you that best finished product. Like, you know when you be in the kitchen and, like, you just can't give niggas, like, whack work.
Well, I know about being in the kitchen. I don't know if you
I know you know about being in the kitchen because, like, you probably making, like, steaks and, like, some Twinkies and shit like that. Like,
I be in the kitchen making pies.
Like, how you the only nigga that know how to make Twinkies? Like, homemade Twinkies.
I told you I know how to make Twinkies?
Yeah, like, you didn't say you was about to...
I don't know how to make Twinkies.
Like, it wasn't...
You know, I don't know how to make Twinkies. Why are you on the airline?
Nah, you didn't say you was about to make your own
Twinkies. I don't know how to make Twinkies. You...
Like, I thought you said you about to, like...
Let's get back to the show.
Like, copyright it. Like,
can we get back to the show?
Dunkies.
Yo, since you fucked that up, you know what I'm saying? Why don't we just let the people know, like, what we got going on? You know what I'm saying? We obviously, that was Drake you heard in the beginning. And so we're going to talk about that. That has to do with the whole Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, quote-unquote, beef.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I got a lot to say about that. You know, Drake, I'm about to drop, for real. And
yeah.
It's very anticipated.
More Drake news. I heard the album, by the way.
I didn't hear it in its entirety, but I heard a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's nice. It's good.
Whatever, yo. I mean, yo. Anyway, we talking about
you can't say that, though. You can't say that.
We talking about Cash Stacks. You know what I'm saying? We got all types of shit on deck. We about to hit y'all, you know what I'm saying, and do what we do best. You know what I'm saying? We just bring y'all the fucking... We bring y'all the same news y'all seen online, but it's from a way different view. You know what I'm saying? The right view.
Way different perspective.
Them niggas got the fucking... The wrong perspective. We giving you that real shit. You know what I mean?
No doubt. All day, every day. She was my ad lib. Follow that.
Yo, we should take them out. We're going to take this break. We should take them out with, let's go with that new Kanye shit, son.
That's what you feel?
All day, nigga. That Kanye shit is dumb hot.
Like, you know, like, when a nigga takes a hiatus and...
Like, excuse my ad lib?
Like how we just did. And so it's kind of similar to that.
We be taking mad hiatuses.
Yeah, but you know anytime you take a hiatus, right, because you got to get your mind right, because, you know, the haters be trying to, like, fulfill their destiny.
Right,
hating on you.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, trying to come up off your back. No,
yeah, I kind of feel like I feel like Kanye right now because we got the power.
All right, well, let's hit him with it then.
Holla back.
Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it, screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess Billy Tupac don't need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly Rowland. And this white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. With a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, what a bad bitch is, huh? Where you
see Kanye West, you know what I'm talking about, with that new shit, Power. That song is dumb crills, yo, on some real shit.
No, I think that, as we spoke about earlier, like, that's just the beginning of more to come.
Like, seriously, that song is stupid hot, but that song is better than, like, a bunch of albums you might hear coming out this year, yo.
So you think that one song could, like, surpass an album?
Three albums, at least.
So do you think that song alone is, like, better than B.O.B.'s album?
No, I don't. Have you heard B.O.B.'s album?
No, I haven't, but I heard that it's very good.
That's a hot album, yo.
Did you hear it?
Yes, it's better than Drake's.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. It literally is better than
what
Drake's.
What should be for Drake's album? Because, I mean, early on, we was in the intro, he was like, oh, yeah, Drake.
Did you hear Drake's whole album?
No, I've heard a lot of it, though.
My number one beef with Drake's album is... it's too much singing.
Yeah, but you're the type of dude that, like, you don't appreciate music as a whole. You just want to hear about...
No. That's not true.
...and getting killed.
All right, come on, man. I mean, just because, you know what I'm saying, that's the way I grew up, fucking with these hoes and bodying niggas.
Oh, that's what you did?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to incriminate myself, you know what I'm talking about? Yo.
So you was bodying, like, what, like...
I don't want to talk about this.
Like Joes? Like sloppy Joes?
I don't want to talk about this. I think...
like, you know, if you body a sloppy Joe, it doesn't make it a person, right?
I think there's going to be people that like his album. I'm not... you know what? I don't want to say the album is whack. I want to say that I don't like the album. I don't like the album because of the amount of... like, 50 can do his little harmonizing. Right. Ja Rule did his little singing. Weezy even be doing his little singing nowadays.
Right.
These rapper turned singers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
this. Oh, rappers turn harmonizers.
I could deal with that.
Right.
But Drake sounds like he's singing to a female. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, but you gotta understand that Drake is trying to make it like his music is not about just only rap. It's very diverse. It's about him showing his diversity. So he's able to sing. He's able to do a lot of things that other niggas gotta pay for to get on their album.
And
so,
I'm okay. You know what? No, that's not true. Because the way he sings is not like, yo,
Man,
I want to call Drake up and have him do a hook for me. It's not like that.
But he has been called to do hooks.
It doesn't matter. It's not like that. Yo. He would have been doing way more hooks.
Like the nigga that nigga
it's not like Nate.
He called that. He was called to do that.
Did he sing on that hook?
No, but
that's what I'm talking about. What hooks has he been called to sing on? Nate Dogg got calls. Akon got calls.
Yeah, but he's just trying to show his diversity.
Yo, when you by next show, make sure you listen to that album in its entirety, and then you come holler back.
No, I really like from what I've heard so far, there's songs that I think that were not. I want to say they were up to par, but like they're not really what I would want to hear throughout a whole album. And this is my whole thing with the album, right? And I haven't heard it in its entirety, as I just said, because I'm kind of waiting. Like
twice.
You know, I'm not like you. You know, I'm kind of an old school guy that like I don't really like to just you know take music from the internet and just hear it.
Like, what do you like to do?
I like to wait at least for it to come out and then
take it from the internet?
Yeah, at least it came out already.
Whatever, yo. You're still doing the wrong thing.
I mean, I would listen to the album on the internet and then, like, after that, I will buy it if it's worth buying.
What's the last album you bought?
The last album that I bought was probably The Recession.
And since then, you haven't heard, listened to that album on the internet and said, yo, this is hot enough, I need to go purchase?
I'm lying.
Maybe
the last album that I probably purchased after listening to it on the internet. Put it this way, I purchased The Recession without listening to it on the internet.
All right, well, that was a good purchase.
And then probably the last album that I purchased after listening to it on the internet was Deeper Than Rap.
Good choice.
It was worth buying.
Yes, it was. And Teflon Don will be too.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Do you think it'll be the best album of the year?
No. You already know how I feel about the best album of the year. Kanye West.
Without even hearing it. You know what? I'm going to second that. I mean, I think Kanye is in the league of his own, though.
He is. That's what sets him apart. He's in the league
of his own. If Hov is in the HOV lane, Kanye's like in the...
What?
The
what?
The fast lane. I was gonna try to make a metaphor. That's what he was waiting for.
That's what I was waiting for. Yo.
He's in the con fast lane.
Can we?
He's conning his way in there.
Can we can we? Oh my god, yo! Can we fucking? How about we move on since we're talking about Drake?
Right.
Drake.
By the way,
I heard
his fucking set at Summer Jam. I wasn't at Summer Jam. Had my tickets, I sold them.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard his shit was terrible. But I wasn't surprised because I know that Drake is not really a great performer.
Yeah, he's young in the game, but at the same time, what songs is he going to do that's going to shut the place down or make niggas get hyped?
Over.
Best I ever had?
Over. Over was a good song.
Over, yeah, I understand, but what else?
What else?
Come on, man. I got this.
No, you don't know about that. You don't know about that. There's something about Drake that I don't like. The reason why I wouldn't say that his album was great without even listening to it is because I can't give him a 5 mic status on an album that's not purely hip hop. Like, it's hip hop because, you know, hip hop is something that evolves and it's something that you create while you're making it, and that's what hip hop is about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
hip hop, we have that. Openness, we have that,
right.
You know what I'm saying, like versatility, we have that flexibility in hip hop,
right.
To do shit like that.
But at the same time, it has to be lyrics, like it has to be something that you gravitate to. And I think that Drake has a lot of material that you gravitate to,
mm-hmm.
But he also has material that you will gravitate to, but not in a hip hop sense.
I agree, that's why I think his album's still gonna sell, you know what I'm saying? More props to him, he's gonna sell, but it's not something that you say, you don't get that album. This is what you're supposed to do with a rap album, especially a debut. You get that album and you call your mans and you say, yo, son, you gotta go listen to Drake shit.
Like how we was in 11th, 12th grade and we went and like took the bus to like cross town.
Yes.
Like practically another borough.
Yes.
To go by like volume two.
Yes, but by volume
or like
two,
how like I went to go, like when I went to Virgin Records in downtown Town Square. Downtown Manhattan and like I boosted it. Like
nothing happened after you boosted it?
Nah, I earled. I didn't earl because like I was scared because I boosted it. Like I earl because I heard it and like but like things like that, like you can't buy DMX first album. You have to boost it.
Yeah, understandable.
Like it's about the essence of the album. Like
yo.
You don't just buy that. Like you have to like if you buy it, you have to like body a nigga or like rob a nigga afterwards.
Because that's what you did.
No, I boosted it.
And you didn't body a nigga afterwards?
Nah, because I already did my crime.
Yo,
like you only get it's only one it's a like one crime like one crime limit.
Another criteria to when you get a fucking hot hip hop album,
right?
Is you call your man you got your whip, right?
Right.
And you listen to this shit. You go, oh my god. You pull up to your man's building and you say, yo, come outside, I gotta play this shit for you in the whip.
Right.
He gets in the whip and you play it. If you have Drake's new album and you go to your man's building and you tell him to come outside and listen to this, you're gonna play the CD and you're gonna hear all
like,
that singing shit.
Are you guys gay?
You're homos.
Like you're gonna sit there and like harmonize, like
yeah, that's
together.
Like an album you listen to by yourself. You can't call your man and tell him to listen.
Like you'd be like, I verify you loving.
I'm more than just a number. Yo, come on, man, get the fuck out of here, yo. Like some of the tracks on there.
So
is
hold on,
fire.
So all right, what if you buy the album and you like pick up your girl, and she's feeling you while you're listening to it?
You might get some whops because she like wheelchair Jimmy, but other than that, it's if your broad is a rap bitch, like right. She's a real rap bitch,
right?
She might snuff you.
Like she'd be like, yo, what is this shit?
Yeah, and she might, you know what I'm saying? She might wear the pants for that day.
Okay.
As long as you got the Drake album in your CD deck, she might be wearing the pants the whole time.
But don't get us wrong, like you should still have the album in your CD deck. Like it's a good album. From what I've heard a lot of tracks that's like very, very, very well put together, very good. Like he spits on a couple of them, but I just feel like
Nicki bodied him on his own shit. Holla, if you feel me.
So he like Nicki was like
M?
Of course.
Oh,
on Uchi Wally.
Yeah.
Oh, alright. So I mean she does have, I mean she is a horse. So.
Yeah, man.
She bought it, but she's a horse.
Nicki's very, very, I'm not saying Nicki's super lyrical, but Nicki's mad entertaining, yo. Drake is not entertaining to me.
Alright, so you know, being that we're speaking about Nicki and Drake, right? Let's just jump into it, like
let's do it.
Like, you know, Nicki has found some new I guess I would say beef. That with older rappers,
a little issue.
Let's say not beef issues. And apparently, like you know, the queen of this shit. Because at the end of the day, like I'm a Nicki fan, but at the end of the day, like you know, the queen is the queen. And
who's the queen?
Queen B.
Oh, Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, come on, you serious? Like she.
I'm just verifying for the audience.
Yeah, Queen B. Like she is the innovator of what Nicki Minaj does right now. She's the innovator of what
a lot of girls do.
Yeah, a lot of girls do. I want to say she's the innovator of female rap because, you know, female rap was always around. You know, shout out to Moni Love, Queen Latifah, Ladies First, and
MC Light,
and you know what I'm saying? That's everyone that was before her. But she was the one that really got, you know, bitches on their shit.
She brought fashion. She brought sexiness, and she brought, like...
Style, swag,
and she brought, like, her, like, saying, yo, like, I'm a real bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Right, like you could strap, like, 10 keys to her back.
Possibly.
And
look,
like
the Queen Latifahs and the MC Lights and all that, those were girls that were trying to run in the dude's game. They wanted to rap.
Right.
They wanted to be rappers. They didn't come out showing some titty skin. They ain't come out, you know what I'm saying, showing
there's
some...
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I love
yeah, there's nothing
skin.
Wrong with that.
Like, titty skin is the best.
It's just
especially
Lil' Kim...
Especially smooth titty skin. Like, Lil... you know, not... Ariel's is not too big with they, right? You know about that?
I feel you, but can we stay on
I'm
track?
I'm just saying, my fault. I mean...
Lil' Kim...
I love titty skin.
Lil' Kim... Brought that, yo, I'm gonna do a squat with my fucking fat pussy in your face. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down the escalator with the diamonds, and I'm talking about Herbert
with
niggas.
With the fat pussy in your face.
With the fat pussy that in your face. Out. She did, and she had a coat, like she was fucking with Puff, and Puff
did you,
was moving
did you
the game
mention
in a new
that
direction.
She had the fat pussy in, her, in your
all
face?
All day, all day. You know she had the fat pussy in your face. You know what I'm saying? She was talking about...
Do you like fat pussies?
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't like fat pussies. I love fat pussies.
Oh,
I love to see when
I didn't mean to, like, you know, assault you. Like, I'm...
No, no, no. I'm just saying, like, some dudes ain't into that. You know what I'm saying?
They're gay.
Well, some dudes, you know what I'm saying, they may,
I don't
may
care
not
about
like
that.
That. All right. You know
what I mean? Continue.
Well, hold on. Let's...
And he got it. I'm good. I don't want to talk about that.
I want to explore this fat pussy phenomenon.
No,
I'm good. Talking about?
Continue what you're saying.
Oh. Kim, she brought a whole new aspect to the fucking game. Right. So she can say she started bitches getting on their shit. As far as, like, being sexy and not just your lyrics are selling. It's your image. A lot of shit is selling about you other than just your lyrics. You
so let's get on to the nitty gritty, right? How do you feel about the fact that Kim is going out there and she's saying this piece is to pay homage to me and I'm the real one that started this shit and I don't like bitches copying my style and et cetera?
I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. I'm not a big Drake fan.
Okay.
But that was Drake in the beginning of the show talking. You know what I'm saying? And everything he said is how I already felt. You're mad old. You're mad jealous. You know what I'm saying? Nikki is popping right now. She's not the first broad to look like you that was popping or to do what you was doing that was popping.
Who do you think else was doing
that? I mean, Trina was selling sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she was doing it a different way.
What's the different way? She didn't put on a green wig?
She
did it exactly like Kim.
She did, but it wasn't the way that exactly the way that Kim was doing it. I feel
I
that
think,
time
I think different.
I feel when I see Nicki Minaj, there's certain things about her that's doing it exactly the way that Kim did it. And I think that the reason why it is not exposed like that, like it could have been or it could be, is because she's doing it in a different era that a lot of kids that look up to Nicki Minaj right now don't even know when Kim was doing it like that.
Yeah.
Think about it. Like, when but Kim was doing it like that, when she was 96, 97, a female right now could have been born then.
Right.
And be 13, 14 years old right now.
And loving Nicki. Because the crowd is getting younger, most
right.
Definitely. But whose problem is that?
It's not about someone's problems.
Who needs to pay attention to that? Like, who cares, is what I'm saying.
I mean, you can say that, but the people that do care about it, being Lil' Kim, like, imagine if
she's upset.
Think about a girl that has followed Lil' Kim for her whole career, and is seeing the debacle. That was the wrong choice of word, but seeing what's going on now, and it's like, oh my God, this girl is so like taking Lil' Kim's style, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Think about how that girl may feel when she really was following Lil' Kim for her whole career.
Yo, you keep listening to Lil' Kim. You say, yo, I don't like Nicki Minaj because she's trying to be like Kim. And you keep it moving. Why are you worried? It's like if I didn't like Lil' Wayne, I wouldn't keep listening to Lil' Wayne and saying, yo, I don't like Lil' Wayne because he sounds like Jay. During
yeah,
that all right,
time,
so
that's your question.
Like
what if that female is just a real hip-hop fan and she is everything about hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Just like how you can say that, like... Like, there's times when I've heard Lil Wayne, I'm like, yo, what is this bullshit he's putting out? But I'm a real hip-hop fan.
Yeah.
And I fuck with Wayne.
Yeah.
But there's
no
times
doubt.
I hear Wayne spit some dumb shit.
Yeah, some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But I still fuck with him because I know what he's doing. I know that he basically has kept hip-hop alive for the last couple years,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he did his super thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Thing.
So, like, just understand that, yo, this game is something that it evolves, but at the same time, there's people that are still stuck in the way that they feel. They're stuck in the same time that they know when it was popping for them. And the thing about hip-hop is that it's a young man's game, as Jay always says.
But everything you're saying is stuff that Lil' Kim should know. And why you know that. Like, why you, instead of showing love to Nicki, you out there talking about, especially, you're standing next to Ray J. You got Ray J holding you down.
Who's Ray J?
Gay J.
Oh,
Brandy's little brother. You know that dude?
Isn't it? Oh, didn't she say that in the room?
Brandy's little brother.
I think she said that one time.
Yo, Let me tell you something. If you're out there talking shit and you're standing next to Ray J, right. you're a corn automatically.
Right.
So
like,
she just lost a point.
Okay. Like it just like it transfers to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. You don't even start at level. Okay. You start negative. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, what if they had a duet like Ladies Night?
What does that mean?
Like they might have just been on the stage like.
Like both of those girls,
yeah.
Ray J and Kim.
Yeah.
I don't care. You still. No one told you, hey, here's read the cue cards and hold down Lil Kim.
Okay.
Shut your mouth. No, you're not even a rapper. Like, stay out of this. You know what
okay.
I'm saying? You got in the game, or you was popping. The last song you had popping was with Young Bird. You really need to be quiet.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, I feel you on that.
Yo, Lil Kim is old, is salty. She has her hormones jumping like, yo, my God, it's really my time. Like, it's almost over. I need to cut on this bitch. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So, with those words that you just said, you agree with Drake?
I completely agree with Drake.
All right, so you don't see no fault into what he said or what he did?
On stage, when he did the
Both.
Same thing that I just said.
Both.
Nah, I don't see no fault in what he said to Envy. Envy asked him a question and he answered it real. He could have been PC and been like, yo, we don't deal with all that. Or he could have been Herb.
You don't think that him saying that would have been a better decision?
Yes. But.
So what are you saying?
First, that you I feel if you're going to say something and answer the question, I'm okay with you being real about it. I'm way okay with that. I can't do nothing but respect
but
that.
What is he talking about? Like, yo, that's not G. Like, G this, G that. Like, yo, he's not the G. Like, I think. Matter of fact, who you think would win in the fight?
Lil Kim or Drake?
Yeah.
Lil Kim.
You think Lil Kim would, like...
Yeah. Lil Kim by what, 4'11"?
4'11", maybe one... After the plastic surgery, maybe about 125.
No, 130.
130. 131.
130.
Give him a pound.
131.
Okay.
She'll fuck Drake up. You understand what I'm saying? Drake might end back up in a wheelchair, yo. Yo, Drake is soft, man. Like, we understand that.
This is my whole thing, right? And this is what irks me.
Fucking Drake.
About the whole situation, right? Is that I definitely see where Drake is coming from. And I definitely kind of agree with certain things that he's saying. But as a man, you don't intervene in women disputes.
I agree with you.
Because it makes you look like a bitch.
He was looking soft before, and it's made him look soft.
And it looked, like, in the interview, he looked, like, he even said, like, you know, I'm not really, like, you know, I don't really, you know, things like this don't really rub me the wrong way, but, you know, like, it's just, I don't understand, it's not G, like, what are you talking about?
Hey, what are you talking about, the Twitter? You're 22, nigga, you're supposed to be on Twitter, too. Don't talk about Twitter like you're above Twitter.
What
like,
I'm saying, right?
No problems with Twitter.
What I'm saying, right, is that
Twitter,
like, you leave it alone. If Nicki didn't even say nothing about it, don't take it upon yourself to respond for Nicki, because I definitely feel that if it was someone, a man, that said something about Drake, he wouldn't say nothing. He would take the PC role and say, like, yo, whatever, we over here doing what we do, Young Money, we
I
in
agree.
The building.
You know how your point is proven? Because when he was answering that question, he said, and whoever else on stage. Nigga, you know it was Ray J.
Right.
But you can't say Ray J name
so
even, nigga.
So that means that at that point in time, he's afraid of what Gay J may do?
Randy's little brother.
So he, like, to him, Gay J is a threat.
He a real nigga. Yo, we'll uncover more of this as the story develops. The last thing was Drake answering Envy's question. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you heard at the beginning of the
but
show.
But did you know that Lil Kim's a brand? She's down with Reality now. She's gonna have a purple rock out.
Yo, I know you a fan of Lil Kim. How much of a fan are you today? How big of a fan are you today?
The same fan I was when I first heard her.
So if
but
Lil
don't
Kim,
get me wrong, a big part of the reason I was a fan because she fucked with like my favorite rapper of all time. Who's
but
the
that's what
time.
I'm about to say, yo. Like, Biggie is considered the greatest rapper of all time.
Right.
He had his little road dog joint, his broad that rolled with him.
Right.
How hard is it for you not to like her? It's going to be a huge part of you. It's
don't get it fucked
like
up.
Her,
Lil Kim did what she... I would agree with that, but after Biggie died, you know, God bless the dead, you know what I'm saying? Biggie the greatest of all time. But she definitely held her own, and she definitely held it down for her crew.
How much of holding down is she doing right now for her crew or herself? What is she doing?
I mean,
she's
on Dancing
with the Stars.
It's a different time.
She looks like Michael Jackson.
You can't be what you once was forever. I mean, everyone is not Jay-Z.
I understand that.
So, I mean, you can't even say that.
I can't say that.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You can't. Because at the
yes,
same,
I can, yo.
As I just said, like, rap is a young man's game. Everyone is not fortunate enough to be a Jay-Z, a Puffy, that is able to, you know, withstand the fact that you get older and you not you may at one point in time not be relevant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that at first I was really on it, like, yo, all right, if she didn't pay homage, I feel Kim, because at the end of the day, she took her style.
Mm-hmm.
What I will say about Nicki though, because I'm a Nicki fan, she didn't only take her style alone. Like, I feel like she took most of Kim's style.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like Foxy, and she's animated like Missy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So she has a little bit of everything going on for her as far as pioneers in the female rap game.
She paid her fucking homage, man.
But I think that what Lil' Kim was saying is, like, you know, back behind the scenes, everything like that, which could be bullshit because she just needs a reason to really go in on her. But I think that if she's not paying the right homage to her, she definitely needs to, because she, out of all them girls I just mentioned, she takes Lil' Kim's style the most.
Yeah, I agree, but I also don't agree with she needs to pay homage. It's like, you know, it's a stand-up guy thing to do, but you don't need to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to do anything. You're Nicki Minaj. You're down with Young Money. You getting your money. You do what you gotta do. You don't.
So if Kobe,
you don't have to
if
pay
Kobe,
homage to nothing.
If Kobe Bryant never mentioned Michael Jordan's name ever, when it's evident and obvious that his whole style comes from Michael Jordan, would you have a problem with that?
I would not have a problem with that. No, because it's not the person. The only person that should have a problem with that is Kobe, because you know in your heart what's really what's up, and everybody else is watching you. They know what's up. But you don't know. You acting like you don't know what's up. You know what's up. We know the truth. I don't need a nigga to tell me the truth in order for me to know the truth. I know the truth. He knows the truth. He's just fronting like he don't know. So while it may look wrong if Nicki never mentioned Kim's name and gave her props, which is not the truth. She did give her props. It'll look wrong, but it's not. Yo, you know, it ain't necessary. You know what I'm saying? That's like every nigga to get in the game and they style is kind of like Jay. They all gonna big up Jay, or they style is kind of like, you rap fast like Twista or Bone Thugs, and you never mention them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't obligated to mention nothing to nobody. You know what I'm saying? You get in the game and do what you gotta do. It's the respectable thing to do, to you know what I'm saying, pay homage and shout them niggas out. But yo, if you don't, whatever, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, she getting her money.
Well, I mean, on that note, yo, you know what I'm saying? We need to take a break. Pay some bills and all that. Excuse my ad lib, holla back.
Yo, for this break, you didn't know. Well, maybe you did know. Did you know that Lil Wayne was, like, I think Drake called Lil Wayne on Ustream. He was on Ustream. He called up Weezy in jail. And he got him to spit over the lights out beat, the joint that him and Jay did.
Oh, word?
Yeah. We gonna play that for them for this break.
Alright, here we go.
The audio is kind of soft.
Here we go.
But
hey,
this
is
temporary.
Love is necessary. I went from eating pussy to eating commissary. Damn, I am a ticket. I need therapy. You can buy the answer, but you can't afford to question me. First off, I don't need you second guessing me. Yeah, it's like Thursday from coming home eventually. Still got shooters like hot tubs. Man, I'm anemic, still got blood. I'm in my cell, Reese Van Hill. Wish I was in Amsterdam, sipping Amstel. Thinking about all of that shit that I can't smell. Man, they did me wrong, I feel like Nelson Mandel. I shine too hard, my lamp fell. But my name still ringing Alexander Graham Bell. I know you met them, cause you know damn well that I still got you open like a clam shell. Yeah, still fly on my hawk shit. My conversation sinks, cause I talk shit. Stay in your lane, you on that double talk shit. You eating at the top, get a spoon and a fork lift. I got wrapped up like a gift. And I'd be sober if this was a fifth. I'm feeling like Elvis, Hell House Rock. I'm not Tupac, I'm a new pot. Behind bars, looking
balls don't stop. Recording over the phone, hope the call don't drop. Drizzy got the ball, I know the ball won't drop. And I pray none of my kids ever wanna be cops. Young money get 'em, young money got 'em. The boss got his feet up, vacation on the island. Yeah, they say your girl's in the kite up. And even if you don't smoke, motherfucker, you gon' have to light up. Nigga.